Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me.
Give up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bible study, Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for this time that we can come together. Amen. And study the word of God to show thyself approved. Amen. Let our not minds be renewed on tonight by the word of God. Be strengthened by the word of God. May the word of God bring peace. Amen. As we study the word, amen, that we know how to war against the enemy you are. Because we, tonight, as we are continuing to study spiritual warfare and deliverance. And that's all, that's every day. You know, that is every day. So we just thank God for one more time. Let us pray. Welcome, everybody, to Bible study. If you're just now getting in tonight on Bible study, welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time, oh God, that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace here on tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as we come to receive our faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit to receive on tonight. Lord, let the scripture, oh God, and the teaching on tonight take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen, all the days of our life, oh God. Lord, we pray for the receive right now by faith, divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God, and you in your word, Father God. Oh, Father God, that we may be able to apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your word continue to be in our mouth, oh God, that we speak with boldness and confidence of the Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that we help the believer to stand fast in their faith and the unbeliever ask, how can I be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God, for your word brings healing. It delivers us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It makes all things new. It heals us. And we just want to say thank you for your word, oh God, that you sent your only begotten Son, oh Father God, to die for us. Oh Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for the shed blood on Calvary, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit right now. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, amen. Every spirit of division right now. We come against every spirit of pride, hallelujah, self-centeredness, hallelujah, self-delusion right now, self-centeredness and self-righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of pride and fear right now. We come against the spirit of anxiety, amen. We come against the spirit, every sleeping spirit, every familiar spirit, amen. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us outside the Holy Spirit in our house, on our job, within us and our family members, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are set free and that we are free indeed, amen. My God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we love you, Lord, we need you, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just want to make sure we're not having any problems on the line tonight, amen. Amen. It's just a few of us here. And Bible study, Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in my name. There I am in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. That's all we need. Amen. We don't need nothing else. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us just dive on in into our study tonight. So far, we did have our summit. Connie was on, so I'm not sure what happened. So it's me and you, Pastor. So let's have a good time.
No.
Amen. Thank you. I need to have that. All right, then. So tonight, you all, we are studying, again, spiritual warfare and deliverance. So tonight, we're talking about exposing the enemy. Exposing the enemy. See, that's important that we expose the enemy instead of fighting with one another, but exposing the enemy that is operating. See, you are some argue that we should not talk about the devil and demons. However, one of the first things we need to do in order to teach believers, you all, how to cast out devils is to locate where the devil is. See, demons are good at hiding, and if they are not detected, they will remain safe in their place of residence. So when you begin to identify the activity of demon spirits, it is amazing, hallelujah, who and who and how many devils you will end up casting out.
Amen.
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 Amen. It's important, you all, that we identify that. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. So you just now getting in our Bible study. Amen. Welcome, Sister Dylan, Sister Connie, and everyone else that's here, I guess. So we're going to go to the book of Ephesians, you all, chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Amen.
We're talking about exposing the enemy as we're just now getting on, exposing the enemy. Amen. The enemy, we know that the enemy does not want to be exposed. He want to continue to hide in those cracking crevices and those dark places in our life and operate behind the scene, pretending to be something else, amen?
Yeah.
But we come to expose the enemy on tonight. When we look in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, amen?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to open up your line, you all, just a minute here so that if you have, if I move it too fast, you can let me know. And if the background gets too loud, I'll close the lines up.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So it's, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Amen. So the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, you all, the Bible says, you got it? You ready? I'm good. All right. So, Will, you got it?
Amen.
All right. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
All right, you all. So y'all have that? I have your line open, so let me know if you can hear me. I know Pastor Manny can hear me. Can you hear me, Sister Dylan, Sister Connie?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because sometimes this line hangs up and does all kind of stuff. So I just want to make sure you all can hear me loud and clear. Yep. Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
So notice that evil spirits are called rulers of darkness of this world. So this means that their authority is dependent upon the amount of darkness present. Amen.
Right.
So the more spiritual darkness and ignorance, you all, that exists, the more they can rule in that area. So identifying demons is destructive to their kingdom because it brings light into the situation. So identification destroys,
amen,
their cover of darkness.
Amen.
So when you can identify, amen,
that's right,
you can identify, because it's one thing to go undetected. I know a lot of times we're dealing with things in our life and our body was saying, man, if I can only know what this is and what is causing this. So how important it is to be able to identify what, so you can come against it. Even if you go to the doctor and you're dealing with something, you want the doctor to be able to identify what is causing the problem. So it's the same thing here, you all, when we're dealing with spiritual warfare, you know, and exposing the enemy. So you all, it brings them out of hiding and expose them. You know, when the police come and say, come out with your hands up, we see you come out. And that person is trying to hide, you know, and what do they normally do? They bring light.
That's right.
They're shining a light on you. So they're directly on you, tell you to come on out, we got you. Shine, and you'll be like, get that light out of my face. And you tell the demons, get that light out of my face. Get that light out of my, you know, and so exposing them, you know, bringing it to light, so it brings them out of hiding and exposes them. So I've heard some say that you don't have to call demons by their different names, but you do. So if you've done something, Pastor Manny, do I say, Manny, we're going to call you out. You know, if it's me, they're going to call you out. Tawanika, don't say whatever. So you got to call it because it has different names. You know, why would you call something that's not affecting you out versus something that is? So, amen, you're not going to call out my name when it's Charles or James that's affecting you, or Monica or Sharon. You're going to call that person out. So don't talk about the devil, you all. Just ignore him and keep your eyes on Jesus. See, this sounds good, but it is exactly what demons want you to believe.
That's right.
Amen. I saw the churches that won't teach or teach on deliverance and demons, you all. And that's a lot of these churches these days. They teach about the different kinds of evil spirits. Don't usually cast out many devils.
So
now what you have going on at the altar is the transfer of spirits.
Amen.
So
amen.
I want you to understand that this is because demons are able to hide under the cover of darkness.
Amen.
So when they are not identified and called out. So look in the book of Ephesians. Go to Ephesians from me, Pastor. Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 11. We're still in Ephesians, you all. Chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. Just go back a little bit. Amen.
Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 through 13. Read it for me, Pastor.
Okay. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness,
mm-hmm.
but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which have done them in secret.
Amen.
13, but all things that are reproved
mm-hmm.
are made manifested by the light.
Mm-hmm.
For whatsoever do it make manifested in the light.
Amen. So what is that? Once I reprove you all, you know, it's something exposed. See, this verse here, you all, it explains what we are doing when we identify evil spirits. Amen?
Amen.
And they shut the light, turn away. When we identify evil spirits,
amen.
We are reproving
amen.
Them. That means we are exposing them.
Yeah.
See, the Greek word of reprove mm. means to expose you all. So things that are reproved, exposed, are made yeah. manifest by the light.
Amen.
So we are causing mm. those evil spirits, you all, that are hiding and ruling under the cover of darkness to be exposed and made manifest.
Yeah.
So this is why there are so many manifestations after we teach on deliverance, and when there's a deliverance service, you all, and exposing the works of demons, amen. See, and it's just understand this. You know, don't feel bad if you've dealt with that, and that's you. You know, you allow that to enter into you, and you're operating that way because you can be delivered, amen. But you got to identify that thing. You got to identify that demon that's operating, so now we can call it out, amen. Call its name and call it out. See, some that are exalting, you know, the devil when you talk about him too much. See, we were talking about that last week, and even today, me and my husband, about giving the enemy so much credit and speaking about him and giving him all this credit. The devil made me do it, and the devil was here, and the devil was there. So we were giving him too much credit. We're talking about him too much.
Mm.
But we are not exalting, amen, exalting the devil, you all, making sure you're not doing that. So let's go on the other side. But when we're not exalting the devil, just exposing him in order to cast him out. So when we're doing this, we're not exalting him. We are exposing him, exposing his works, his plots, his plans, his schemes, and all that he's trying to do, because the Bible says that the enemy comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
So as a matter of fact, you all, if you talk about him too little, amen, if you talk about him too little, you will give him the ability to hide and rule under the cover of spiritual darkness and ignorance. What I mean by this is calling him out. Call him out and decreeing the fact. You know, what I'm saying is here, not giving him credit.
Yeah.
But calling him out and destroying every plot, plan, and agenda, every trickery, every way, amen?
Amen.
You know, call him out, but not tell him, oh, he made me do it, the devil made me do it, and you know, I know the devil going to be there, and I know that the devil going to come in and just destroy everything we did. I'm just waiting on the devil, because you know the devil always show up. Why are you speaking and just say, I know God is going to show up, I know God is going to make a way. I'm just waiting to see how God's going to do it, but so many people are waiting to see how the devil going to do it.
Yeah.
How the devil going to stand up, how the devil what else he going to do? Well, it's going to be it's one more thing after another, because you know the devil.
My God.
You know what? Let's kill that.
Yeah.
Let's kill that. Let's go in the book of Hebrews, you all, chapter 4. If you have your Bibles, amen. I hope so, because we're in Bible study.
Amen.
Welcome, Evangelist Carlina Dudley. God bless you. Yeah, yes. If you get it, Sister Dillon. Mama, if you get the, if you have it, chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. Chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. Amen.
Amen. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints
mm-hmm.
and marrows. And it is a deceiver, D-I-S-C-E-R-E. discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. 13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So you all, these verses tell us that every creature, including demons, is manifest in the sight of the Lord. So the word of God lays open and makes bare the operations of evil spirits. Say, they cannot hide, for all things are naked and open before the eyes of the Lord. So the sad fact is, here you are, however, all things are not naked and open to the eyes of most believers. To God is, but not to most believers. So most believers are blind when it comes to the operation of evil spirits in their own lives or in the lives of others.
That's right. Nobody want
to identify that they have a bad spirit that's operating in them. Nobody wants, especially if you're a believer, you're a believing Christian, you don't want to identify, you don't want to be identified with that. No, not me. No. Ain't no way, me. I pray all day, every night. I know my head, my feet, my eyes, my mouth, my ears. I don't eat from 6 to 6. I'm in the, not me. Yeah, I cut someone throwing out the other day, but I'm all right. But what I'm doing, I know I'm laying down right now. And, but look, that thing. That's the trick of the enemy. That's the trick. So, you know, the Lord desires for every believer you are to have enough discernment. We were talking about that today. The spirit of discernment, to have enough discernment so evil spirits will not be able to hide and rule under the cover of darkness. See, he wants them to be naked. He wants these demons and these spirits to be naked and open to our eyes so that we can see and identify them. We can expose the enemy. So once this happens, you will find them stripped of their power and destroyed through the ministry of deliverance.
That's right.
Being delivered. How many want to be delivered tonight?
I do.
Amen.
Hey,
I do.
Can you say deliverance?
I do.
Can you say deliverance? Amen. How many of y'all are dealing with the same spirit, that anger spirit, that bitter spirit, that powerful spirit? Come on now. That lustful perversion spirit. How many? That drunken spirit, that addicted spirit. How many? That fighting spirit, that cussing spirit, that gluttonous spirit, that spirit. How many of y'all want to be delivered? That come out, they won't shout that behind. Come on now. They can't, they don't want to shout in their head. I want you to know tonight that you have a power and authority to call those things out right now, to expose the work of the enemy and call those demons out and them demonic spirits that's operating you in your home, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remember, you got to call it out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you command it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You got to say, I see you, depression, I see you anxiety, I see you rebellion. Get your behind out of here. Put your hands up and come out.
Yes.
Drop with the God.
Yes.
Get on up out of here.
In the name of
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be delivered. Be delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, right now. So what I want to do right now, come on, I'm going to shout out my head. Come on, yes, God. Somebody come on and get shit in the head. Come on, that's a packet in the shore right now. The chains and the shackles that's been holding you down right now for unforgiveness, bitterness, and rebellion, striving on holiness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, unforgiveness, my God, bad hurt and pain, disappointment, abandonment, mistreatment, glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be delivered tonight. You ain't got to stay there. You ain't got to be there. Amen. Why shut up a little shut up behind you? When somebody don't want you in their house, guess what? They call you out. There could be a whole lot of people that have to get you out. Guess what? They don't get you out. If they got to get somebody to come into agreement, she come here, Papa, man, I need you to come help me get Sister Jones out of my house because she's called and left. I need you to come with me. Amen. Because that's why we're in the hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I won't care. I'm going to get Carol when I'm trying to get Darlene. I'm not going to try to get Carol when I'm trying to get Connie. I'm not going to get Carol when I'm trying to get Kim.
Can you really look yourself in the mirror? Can you really look yourself in the eye?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to look at somebody else to say, you know, what it is that they got going on. But can you look yourself in the mirror and see that deceitfulness that's on the inside of you?
Mm-hmm.
And see that thing and call that thing out. Will you really have enough courage to say in the name of Jesus when you see that thing? Because we have that discernment. I'm glad how you said that, Pastor, how you say that we have that discernment. See, that's a gift. That's a spirit that God gives. God gives it to babies. Animals have the spirit of discernment to be able to know if you have evilness that's working on the inside of you. A baby would know that. If they're not even 1 year old. But do you have courage enough to say, you know what, I see you. And I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And if you're free from me right now, in the name of Jesus, that's your power, that's your authority, in the name of Jesus. That's where it is. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, we're on the south of you and saying, not in the name of Moses, Mary, Martha, Luke, Paul, Peter, John, Thaddeus, Titus, in the name of Jesus. It works. Yes, Lord, I know my mama said she's hurting. She put her hands on her step and said, in the name of Jesus. Is that what it is? It had to go. Sister Connie said she was in the car. The car had been stopped on her in the middle of a line of people right behind her. And she prayed in the name of Jesus. And the car started up. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Dylan, do you have any comments or questions or testimony tonight?
No, I don't. Not tonight, I don't.
Them little
demons, they get to call them out.
Gotta call them out. Expose them. They don't want to be exposed.
Yes,
it's all right. God, no more harm.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Dillard. God bless you, Mama. All right, Sister Connie, what about you? You have any comments, questions, or testimony tonight to share?
Just a little. Going back to the shout this afternoon, I had remember I had asked God to bless my daughter who was out there with her products, and He did. He blessed her with a little bit over $800. My bus owner people was very, very generous, and I have to really thank them for supporting her business. And she was so happy too, you know. You don't even know I had prayed for her to have a successful day. And then my other daughter, I had prayed. Remember during the shout, I had asked for, and I had already claimed that He would help her with this job thing that she was going through, and she was trying to stress him. And we both decided that we're going to trust God.
Trust
Do you
God.
Know we did that from 12 to 12:30? We spoke on it, and what she had been waiting for 2 days came. At 12:40.
Hey,
man. 12:40. So that's how quickly He answered both of my requests today. You know, just in that little short time. So my daughter was only out there like from 9 to 2, and you know, set up her products and stuff. And then my other daughter had been waiting and stressing. And I told her, we talked about it, and I said, let's pray, and we're gonna trust God on this. And then 11:40, she got her answer at 12:40, I'm sorry. 12:40. So I just want to say how quickly God does work, and prayer does work, and trusting Him I have learned trusting him, and now I'm teaching my family members, trust God. Trust God.
Yes.
My love.
Yes, Lord.
Right there. Stay in that place. And you know, and I'll say that. I'll say that, you know, staying in that place. And I see that with you, Sister Connie, this owe you that we had this great opportunity to be together. You know, and I was thinking about you the other day. You know, I said, Miss Connie is always supporting me in even my connections and ministry and just being there. And I just see the growth. Amen. And just staying in that place of just trusting God. I see you so silent in your walk. Amen. Just being it. I mean, I've heard you from the beginning to now, and just how silent you are. Like, and what I hear is you won't be moved and you can't be moved. And that's that kind of thing. That's that unwavering faith. Like, no matter what you do, it ain't going to move me because you've decided. You made a decision.
Amen.
And so that's what's important that we all do, y'all. We have to make a decision that we're going to follow, that we're going to trust God, and then we're going to stay there no matter what. No matter what, no turning back, just staying there, making a decision for your life, and just saying, I'm going to trust God. And I always say this, why not?
Right. Amen.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that with us, that testimony. And just, you know, we talked about on the shout about encouraging each other, strengthening each other.
Okay.
What's the other thing? It's encouraging, strengthening, and what's the third one? Encourage, strengthen.
Encourage, strengthening.
Okay, you think of the other one. Anybody remember from today? Encouraging, to encourage, to strength, and to comfort.
Comfort.
And comfort. Amen, one another. Amen. Daily, daily.
Help.
Help, yeah. Comfort is help. Comfort, yes, amen.
Yeah.
Sister Darvina, Evangelist Darvina Dudley, God bless you. Give us something tonight. Would you have any comments or questions or a testimony to share?
No, I'm just thankful to be in the right still and just trusting God more and more every day. That's it.
Amen. Glory to God. Stay in that place, you all. Just the enemy come. You got to understand, you know, when you know. It's one thing when you don't know, but when you know, the Bible says that the enemy comes to rob you. He comes to destroy you. He comes to take your life. He comes to do that. So when you can identify that, you're better prepared to deal with it. It's like the storm. You know the storm is coming. They say it's going to be a flood. It's going to rain or stay in. So the warning is already came. So you know it's one thing when you don't know. But now that you know, don't let it take you out of that place of trusting God and believing God and knowing God to be a restorer, knowing God to be a redeemer, knowing God to be, you know, a healer, a way maker, a promise keeper, our light in the dark, knowing God to be all things, amen. And most of all, knowing that he can do all things but fail.
Amen.
He can do all things but fail. So I'm going to continue a little bit on you all as we're talking about these demons. We're going to talk about where are they? Where are they? And bringing demons out of their caves. When we look in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 10, you all, if you go over to Joshua with me, chapter 10, verse 16 through 26, amen? Let me know when you get there. I was just there. I'm allowed to move my hand. Here we go. Joshua chapter 10, verse 16 through 26.
Joshua 10.
Okay.
10
chapter
what?
10, verse 16 to 26. It's in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 16
to 26. So I'm just going to read. Yeah. I'm going to read a little bit here. Amen. The Bible says, but these five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave of Makkedah. And it was told, Joshua saying, that the five kings are found and hid in the cave of Makkedah. Makkedah, yes, Makkedah. So Joshua said, roll large stones against the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard them. And do not stay there yourselves, but pursue your enemies and attack their rear guard. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand. Amen. And then verse 20 says, then it happened while Joshua and the children of Israel made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they had finished, and those who escaped entered fortified cities, and all the people returned to the camp of Joshua at Makkedah in peace. Amen. No one moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. So what I want to do, you all, I want to stop right here for a little bit, and you can read on yourselves. So you all, the enemy you all tried, I'm sorry? Oh, Phoebus, I'm sorry.
That's my
problem. Okay. So you are the enemy tries to hide from believers. Tries to hide. See, demons feel that if they can hide, they will escape being destroyed. Amen? So when Joshua found out where these kings were hiding, he brought them forth and destroyed them. So if you read on in the book of Joshua, you all, you'll see this for yourself. Amen. So it is amazing how many ministers, y'all, will not use these two words, come out.
Hallelujah.
Come out.
Hallelujah.
You have all said, come out.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. See, you need to use these words if you are ministering deliverance. This is important. If you're delivering yourself, you need to use these words. Come out. Jesus did not say, come off.
Uh-huh.
He said, come out.
Yeah, come out.
Amen. We're not casting demons off of people, but out of people.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, this may seem trivial to some of you all, but the theology of many is that a Christian can have a demon on them, but not in them.
Amen. Amen.
Understand that believers are spirit, soul, and body. That's
right.
We are.
That's right.
We are spirit, soul, and body. So demons can occupy a believer's soul. It's your mind, will, and emotions. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking about the soul. In physical body.
Amen. That's right.
But not a believer spirit.
It cannot. That's right.
The book of Mark chapter 1:25 says that, and Jesus rebuked him saying, be quiet and come out of him.
Amen.
Come out. So you get all the time here saying, when you're here with us in the Gospel Brother Ministry, you always hear that word, come out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we look at the book of Mark chapter 5 verse 8, the Bible says, for he said to him, come out of the man,
that's right.
unclean spirit.
Unclean spirit, that's right.
You got to call it out.
That's right. Amen.
In the book of Mark, in the book of Mark 9:25, the Bible says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and into him no more. And into him no more.
Hey, that's right.
Come out. And into her no more. And into him no more. Remember? No more.
That's right.
No more.
No more.
When we look in the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name, that they will cast out demons. I'm going to say it again. They will cast out demons.
Amen.
They will speak with new tongues.
Amen.
Say it again. They will cast out demons.
Right.
And they will speak with new tongues.
Amen.
Amen. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
What to do?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Hey, when they start the football game, say, are you ready for some football?
Yes.
Are you ready for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, that's a way with deliverance, you all. The deliverance focus to get started first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, man, you all. I'm just excited, you all. Being delivered. I mean, it's just so much to be delivered from. I mean, you think about every day that we do. That's what the Bible says. Every day we have to renew our mind daily.
Yeah.
Delivered.
Yeah.
That he is trying to overtake us every day. It's so much exciting for your thoughts. To keep you from getting into the Word of God, to keep you from prayer, to keep you off your knees, to keep you from speaking that word into someone's life instead of speaking the gossip or speaking, you know, just speaking all amounts of things to the one you say you love. I'm just saying it's so much for us to be delivered from in this world every day that plagues our mind, you know what I'm saying, our household, even our workplaces and where we go. It's so much to be delivered from. So, and you know, you wonder why I'm still dealing with this same thing, you know. How did I get back here? How did I get back here? You call that thing out and tell it to come no more. No more. No more access. So you got to start with general prayer and worship, you all. Start with general prayer and worship. Focus on God and his goodness and his power. Amen. Amen. You know, find powers over the area. Break assignments from the power in the air to demons in the person. You know, to ask for angelic protection. You'll find this in the book of Hebrews. You all, we were walking today and we were out there, you know, in the open. You know, just out there walking and just decreeing, declaring and speaking things into the atmosphere in our area.
Amen. That's right.
In our area, you are asked and receive by faith the gifts of the Spirit needed, you all, in order to minister to ye one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So, you all, we're going to talk a little bit more probably next week, you know, about, you know, commanding the demons to leave a person, you know, coming out, you know. How do we get those out? How do we, you know, speaking with authority? First, you got to believe you have it.
Amen. That's right.
You know, somebody come and show you what you got. You like, did you know what this is? You like, what's that? Are you gonna tell me you had this in here all this time? What is it? And the first guy, and you don't even know what you got. But first, you gotta know you got authority to realize you got what you need. It's still, but you gotta believe it. I can show you all day long, but once you believe it,
that's right.
Pick it up and use it and speak to that thing. You know, address the Spirit by name. And hallelujah. And if that is not known, address it by its function. Let's go ahead and talk about that right now. You know, to command those demons out that person. Or even at yourself. First, you got to, you know what, you know, address the name of it. And if you don't know the name, address the function of it. What is it doing to you?
Right.
Address that. So you'll learn either the name or the function, amen, of the demon through discernment of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I don't know if you ever prayed, the Holy Spirit reveal things to you. Start praying for somebody that wasn't even on your prayer list, that wasn't even on your mind when you started prayer. The Holy Spirit will lead you to pray and be things you'll pray about if you notice when you pray and when you come out like, man, I didn't even, why did I pray for that person? You know, why did I see this? It's the Holy Spirit that is working in you, because I know as we're studying the Holy Spirit, understanding the Holy Spirit on Saturdays, you know, y'all have questions. How do I know about the Holy Spirit? How do I know if God is speaking to you? God is speaking to you.
He's speaking all the time.
He's speaking to you. He's moving. The moment you're like, who was that? The Holy Spirit is speaking.
Yes. He's always speaking.
Yes. And see, when you operate with the discernment of the Holy Spirit, you all, the demon will tell you his name.
Uh-huh.
It'll tell you his name. You can also ask his name, hallelujah, and like Jesus did when he cast out the demons in the book of Luke. He asked and he said, what is your name? He said, Legion is many of us.
Yeah.
In the book of Luke. You are repeated, remind these spirits that your authority is given to you by Jesus Christ. So in the name of Jesus, who is far above all rule and authority.
Uh-huh.
We find this in the book of Ephesians. Look at it. In the first chapter, in verse 21, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, you all, remind them of their faith in Revelation.
Yeah.
Revelation 20, verse 10, and other places in Scripture like Job, the book of Job, chapter 30, verse 3 and 8. Use the same when the Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you repeatedly as a battering ram. Over and over. Head on with that thing.
Yeah.
Just come on. Head on with it. Boom. Be done with it. Kill that thing. Amen. Yes. You know, let me tell y'all something. It's helpful to harass the demon to confess that Jesus Christ is their Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Ruling demons, you all often can be badgered for more information. You can keep on. You know, it's kind of like what you call it. Interrogating them. Who else with you? You know, you can imagine them by commanding them, you all, to speak and tell them, commanding the evil spirit to release information. You know, vital information, vital to the demon. See, it is similar to interrogating the enemy. Amen. The enemy prisoners, you know. I got you, your friend. Well, who else with you? Who else?
Yeah, who
sent you? Right. Huh? Who sent you? Uh-huh. Who else with you? Who else you got with you?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
When
y'all get in here, when y'all came in, you know, interrogate that thing. And at times you will command the ruler demon to go and then clean out the rest of the demons right there. You can command him to go and make him clean out the rest of them. Go get them all. All that you brought with you,
go get them.
And if he does, and then it'll kill you all. And if that doesn't work, reverse the tactics, you all. Reverse the tactics. Reverse the mindset. Start with the left of demon and work your way up. How about that? Start with the little one and work your way up. You can simply say, I command all spirits operating under the ruler to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Bind and separate interference spirits if God leads you. Amen. See, there's no need to shout at demons if the battle is not in the flesh but in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You can use the phrase, come out. You can say it how you want. So you can say, come out. Or you can say, come out. You know, just what you got to tell them, come out.
You got to tell them to come out.
Amen. Close all. You know, see, you are close all open doors to which the enemy could return. You are with seven other more wicked ones. You are. We see this in the book of Matthew, verse 12. Let's go to, if y'all don't mind, let's go to that chapter as we wrap up here tonight. Matthew chapter 12, verse 23 through 45. When you get it, say amen. We're going to wrap up here. I'm not going to hold y'all much longer. I'll be getting excited. I love having you all. Amen.
Matthew 12:43 through 45.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read it. Pastor, go ahead and read
43. Chapter 12, 43 through 45. Amen. This is Jesus speaking here. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. It says, then he says, I will return into my house from which I come out. And when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. 45 as well. Then goeth he, and he taketh himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they entered in and dwell there. And the least state of all men is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are just cleaning up walls and see your life without filling it with God leaves plenty of room for Satan to enter, for to come back in. So close all open doors to which the enemy could return with seven other more wicked ones. Amen. And pray for the person or yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit to seal their deliverance, to seal your deliverance. Amen. Close out by praying for angels to protect and guard you or to guard that person. Amen. And cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why every time when we pray, we fill it with the blood of Jesus Christ of
Amen.
Nazareth. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. What you want?
Amen. This right here scripture resonated so deeply, deeply in my spirit. Now, once you call these spirits out of you, now see this spirit in the scene, it says it hiding came back in the scene, how it was clean, it was swept, and it was garnished, and it caused them over to get back in there.
Jesus.
See, you should have filled it with the word of God.
Yes.
See, once we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, these old arenas that we have, these old minds that we have, see, when we call these things out. See, now you can call it out. Don't just let it stay like that. Don't let it stay right there. Put something in it. Put something on your mind and put something in your mind. Put the word of God in there. That way these spirits can't come back in there no more. Because the word is in there, which is that person that you just said, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, everybody. I don't want to keep y'all long as we wrap up here the hour in Bible study.
Hallelujah.
When we come back next week, so y'all, we're going to continue to hit on this topic. We're going to talk about the spirit, the soul, and the body.
Yeah.
On next Wednesday, so be prepared. We're going to talk about that, you all. We being, being delivered, being set free, you know, being healed. Amen?
Amen.
You know, dealing with these things head on. It is so important, you know, so now we can operate and be effective in ministry, because we've been all called to minister. We may not all been called to be behind the pulpit, you know, but we all been called to minister. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time?
No. No.
All right.
No, I'm good.
Okay, good, good. I know we have Jamil joining us, but she can't speak. She's on the line, but she's actually on the internet, so we can't hear you on the internet. So, but Jamil, if you have any questions, you can text over your question. Anybody that's online at the blog, at the preaching of pastor here on Blog Talk, you can text over your questions or comments to 346-719-3349 during the time of Bible study, and that way we can receive your questions or comments. Amen. So anyway, I just want to thank God for the lesson on tonight. As we continue to learn, you know, the Bible says my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Amen. And it wasn't because they didn't want it. It's because the priest that was over them and leading them did not provide the knowledge that they needed in order to be delivered, to be set free. Amen. And so as God has called us to lead, to shepherd his sheep, amen, that we will pour into so that you all will have the knowledge and the understanding of the Word of God as we're led by the Holy Spirit of the living God, amen, to pour into, amen, to comfort you all, to strengthen, amen, amen, hallelujah, to comfort and to strengthen and to encourage. Amen. Be encouraged on today. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Was there something you wanted to close out with, Pastor, before we close up tonight?
We didn't kill up enough.
Amen.
We got enough to work with all day tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We're back here on Thursday, you all, tomorrow night at our midweek service, you all. We're so excited this upcoming Sunday that we will start having our 10 a.m. Sunday service. So this Sunday, March 7th. So those of you all that have been waiting for earlier service, like I know my mom has and others, we will be on at 10 a.m. as well as at 2 p.m. So tell somebody about it. Amen. So we'll be right there ready to deliver the word of God that God has given us to deliver, that will bring healing, deliverance, peace, joy. Amen. All that we need. You know, God has all that we need. Amen. All we got to do is trust him and ask him, believe it, and receive it. Amen. May God continue to bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your word. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for all that was taught on tonight. Father God, Lord, we ask, oh God, that every seed that's been planted on tonight that will bring healing, deliverance to us, oh God, peace in our homes, oh God. We ask, oh God, as we plant that seed, oh Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you give the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith, oh God, right now to receive, Father God, from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace right now, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for one more time. Lord, Father God, that you have kept us, oh God, all through the day, oh God, even right now, oh God, to be able to be on this line, Father God, to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, as we leave this line, but not your prayers, oh God, Lord, I ask that you be in every home, Lord God, that you have kept your warring angels around every home, Lord God, every household, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your protection, oh God. Thank you for your hedge of protection right now around your children and all your and our loved ones and family members in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, as we lay down on tonight, Father God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will keep us through the night, oh God, that you will send your warring angel, oh God, oh Lord, say cap around us, protect us, oh God, and support us, oh God, to minister to us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bring your restoration to our mind, body, soul, and spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, that we'll wake up tomorrow, oh God, to the new day, oh God, as our feet touch the ground, Father God, and we'll be restored, renewed, rejuvenated by your spirit, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for one more time, Lord. We thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, change us, oh God. Let your word change us, oh God. Hey, my mouth shut up. Thank you, Lord God, for change on tonight. Thank you for changing us, Lord, for the better, oh God, that we can be used by you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You, Lord God, that you have given us the desires of our heart in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we thank you right now for the God that you have given us the desires of our heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And I put the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that we have learned on tonight and all that we have and will have in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord.
We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. I thank God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for this time, you all, again. I thank God that Pastor Manning is here tonight and has his phone on because mine keeps hanging up.
Amen.
It keeps kicking me out for some reason. I've been having this problem, so I need to contact them and find out what's going on. But I thank God, devil, you a liar. You all have a blessed night. We love you. We thank God for you. Be blessed.
Oh, you
enjoy
too.
Your night, you all.
Yes.
Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus is
the reason.
Hallelujah.
Oh.